Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Maryland Sexual Abuse Hotline. This is Albert on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Angelica Hernandez.
Hi, Angelica. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you so much for asking. You're the first person to ask me how I'm doing. Appreciate that. So, would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
No. Okay. Great. And has anybody ever sent, this is part two to that question, has anybody ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And are you filing this claim on your behalf or for a loved one?
On my behalf.
On your behalf. Okay. Thank you. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever received money from anybody or anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance, like anybody else that was there with you?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. And have you ever been registered sex offender?
No.
Okay. Did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, a school, a church, or and while you were under their care?
Yes, it was a staff member.
Excuse me?
So,
it was a staff member, you said? What's the name of the facility that the abuse occurred in?
It was the Juvenile Detention Center, Thomas J.S. Waxer Children's Center.
Okay, you said the first one. Can you please repeat the first name? Because I do have a list here I got to find it with. Can you please give me the name again?
It's Juvenile Detention Center, Thomas J.S. Waxer Children's Center.
Okay, give me a sec. When you said the first word, I got juvenile detention center, but the name of it, can you repeat that part of it again, please?
Oh, yeah. Hold on with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay. You cut out. Are you kind of like, or maybe on speaker?
Waxer. W-A-X-P-E-R.
Waxer. Okay. Thank you.
Children Center.
And that's W-A-X-T-E-R, Juvenile Detention Center?
Children's Center.
Children's Center, okay. Do you happen to know the address of that location?
Yes, it's 375 Red Clay Road.
Red Clay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Road.
Wood City, uh-huh.
Laurel.
Okay, 2724. Do you know if Waxer Children's Center goes, has it changed its name or has it always been Waxer?
It's always been that, from what I know of.
Okay, let me see if I could find it, okay? Is that in Laurel, Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, give me a sec. It shows that it's temporary clothes, okay? I see it here. Thomas J.S. Waxter. Okay, alrighty. Have found it here. Thomas J.S. Waxter Children's Center, 375 Red Clay Road, Laurel, Maryland, 20724. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, alrighty. Thank you. Sorry it took me a minute to find it, but we're able to locate it now. And can you please tell me, what were the dates of the abuse?
Well, the dates... It was in 1994. It was March 25th.
March 25th. And you said what year again?
1994.
Okay. Was it just a one-time incident, or was there more than one time of the abuse?
Well, it happened about 3 or 4 times.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead and please describe the abuse that occurred.
Okay, so when I was 16, all I remember is something really bad happened. He did wrong things to me, including sex, multiple times, and forced oral sex as well. I didn't know what to do. He threatened that if I told anyone, he would kill me and my family.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Obviously, that was very, very traumatizing, and I'm so sorry that you went through that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that you are no longer there and are speaking up. It starts with you, your strength. So I really commend you for that, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, now give me a sec. Let me go ahead and see if I have this information correct. You were 16, and you said that he had forced you to have sex and oral sex. Who is he? Can you please describe, what was the name of your abuser? Who was it?
Okay, so his name was Reginald Tigg. He was black. He was a black man.
Did you say Reginald?
Reginald Tigg.
Can you spell the last name?
T-I-G-G-S.
C?
T.
T-I.
G-G-S.
G-G-S. Tiggs. Got it. Reginald Tiggs. Okay.
He was a black guy with long hair and glasses.
Long hair and glasses. How did he wear his hair?
It was, he wore it down and stuff, so it was long. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay. No, that's perfect. You described it perfect. How tall was he? Was he a big man, short man?
He was a tall guy.
He was tall in height. And was he muscular? Was he out of shape? Was he any of that you can remember?
I guess he was a little, I don't know, it's hard to explain it. I'm not very good at describing people.
Okay. But you said he was tall, right?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you. Did he have, you ever see any tattoos on him? Any piercings?
No.
Was he light skin, dark skin?
He was dark skin, black.
Dark skin, black man, black male. Okay, where's... I'm just typing this out, okay, and making sure I don't have any mistakes. Did you say he wore glasses as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So the person is tall, dark-skinned, black male with long, wore down, and glasses. Does that sound right? Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And, okay, what is your age right now?
My age?
Mm-hmm. One more time. 46. I'm sorry. You know what? It sounds like sometimes when you talk, it sounds like you fade away. I don't know why. So I apologize. And how, you said you were 16 years old, right? At the time?
Yes.
Okay.
At the time.
Okay. And was the gentleman, you said he was an employee, right? Reginald Tiggs was an employee of the facility?
Yes.
Okay. And next question. And what was his role? What did he do there?
What do you mean, what was his role?
What was his role there? Like, what was his job there in the above facility? What did you say? He was a what?
He was a staff member.
Staff member. What kind of staff member? Was he a cook? Was he a counselor? Was he a nurse?
He was working on a washing machine. I don't know. I forgot what it was called. The wash.
So worked in the laundry?
Yes.
Was it a separate facility, the laundry facility, or was it all in the same unit?
I believe, let me see, taking me way, way back.
Sorry about that. This will help the lawyers get a paint of your, what we're doing right now, imagine you and I are painting a picture. Unfortunately, it is having to resurface things, but we're painting a really good picture for the attorneys to be able to have a great idea what happened to you so they could go after this person, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. And thank you so much. And I am so sorry that I have to ask you the questions. But, you know, it is for the benefit of your case, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
So I believe it was like down, I don't know, it was in the same facility, but it was down a ways. Like, you know how they have like maze trails or whatever it's called. Facility.
Was it in the same like building that you lived in or a separate building?
Separate.
Okay. In a separate building. Away from the... What was it called where you lived in? Was it dorms? Was it cells? Like what was it? Like how did you live?
It was a cell.
Okay. How about I put, you tell me if this is okay. There was away from the living facilities?
There was what?
away from the living facilities?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me a sec. Okay. And would you say it would be like a laundry facility, laundry building? What did you guys call it? Laundry room, like
laundry room.
Okay. All right. And how many times would you say, to the best of your recollections, how many times were you abused during this time frame?
It happened about 3 or 4 times.
4 times?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. And the abuse that was within the facility, correct? The laundry room was within the facility?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So the question is, where did the abuse occur within the facility? And it was the laundry room, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was there any other location aside of the laundry room?
No.
Okay. And this was a sexual abuse, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever disclose any abuse to somebody?
No.
No? Okay. And can you please describe how the abuse has affected your life?
How has it affected my life?
Yeah, how has the abuse affected your life? Please provide me as much detail as possible. Like, if you know, I don't want to speak on your behalf, but tell me if it's affected your life and what, and in a way.
Well, okay, so I know it's affecting me hard, you know, just thinking about, you know, having that memory stuck in my head. So, like, it stayed with me, and I keep asking myself, why did it happen to me, you know?
Bad memories. Okay, so bad memories and questioning why it happened to me. Okay.
So, yeah, it was awful. It was just a bad memory. And sometimes, like, even now, like, sometimes I don't let people get too close to me, or, you know, I don't like them to be close up or touch me, you know?
Okay. Has a difficult time. So basically you're having a difficult time allowing people to get close to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it both emotional and physically that you don't want them to get around you, or one or the other?
Because I'm afraid, like, sometimes I'm afraid of what if somebody else hurts me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 Okay, one second. Just typing away, okay? One second. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and let me go ahead. The potential client reports ongoing emotional distress from past sexual abuse, including persistent negative memories that continue to affect her. She frequently questions why the abuse happened to her, reflecting unresolved trauma. She also experiences difficulty trusting others, making it hard for her to form close relationships, which suggests significant psychological impact. Does that sound about right, ma'am? Okay, thank you. And are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. And was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
Okay. And do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Do you have documentation or any kind of proof?
I think I do. I probably do. I got to look for the paperwork.
Okay. And what would you say, what type of documentation do you have? Are you going to be able to find, like, school records, family members who could corroborate, sacramental documents? What is it that you'll be able to locate?
Probably medical records in there.
Medical or court records?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be able to help the attorneys get that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I put down court records, and you said medical also? Did you go see a doctor?
No, this was for other things. It wasn't for that, though, because I never told nobody. So. But I could probably look for, let's see what else, court records. I could get the court records for sure.
Okay. So court records for when you were in the facility, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. One second. Okay. So what I'm gonna do is the client will assist in requesting what I mean by assist is that I need you to, like, get proof, you know what I mean? Because the attorneys are going to need that.
Yes.
Okay. And the main injury or medical problem with sexual abuse. Okay. I'm so sorry. And please, for HIPAA purposes, could you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. Are you single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Okay. And let's see. I have the first name of Miss Angelica Davis. Is that correct?
Angelica Hernandez.
Hernandez? Where is this say Davis? Were you previously a Davis?
No.
Interesting. Let's see. I have a phone number of 619-514-5334. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That is interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and edit this information because it shouldn't say Davis. Hernandez. And that's H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z?
Yes.
Okay. And your phone number is 619. Are you out of San Diego now?
Yes.
Oh, good for you. Welcome to California. And, okay. And what's your date of birth, please?
4/24/1978.
So April 24, 1978? Is that right?
Yes.
April, okay, so 4/24/1978. Okay, and next I need, in order for them to, you know, do like medical records or court records to help, they need at least the four of your social, but please provide me the entire thing. If you could please do that for me.
570-556462.
Let me see if I got that last four right. It kind of cut out. I have 570-556462.
Yeah.
Okay. And the email, I don't have an email address. Nothing came across for email address. What's your email address?
It's 1352angelica.m@gmail.com.
Okay, hold on. Okay, 1352 Angelica. Did you say dot M?
Yeah, like a period.
Yeah, period M. Okay. Okay. And then what else after M?
@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. All right, 1352angela.m@gmail.com, and that's M as in Mary, right?
Yes.
Okay, motel, Mary, whatever, however you want to say it. And this is your mobile number?
Yes.
Okay, and go ahead and give me the address now, please.
My address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 1468. First Avenue.
Fifth Avenue?
It's First Avenue.
First Avenue.
Yeah, I'm in apartment 22.
Okay. That's San Diego, California. 92101?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. 1468 First Avenue, apartment 22. Have you ever received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No.
Okay. All right. Next, emergency contact information. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we could continue your case for loved ones. Typically, we will only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you want to share somebody to add to your file?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. And next, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a quick compliance check, and then I'm going to, first I'll read you the script, but let me get my compliance sheet here and make sure we don't have any mistakes, any blanks, misspellings, all that good stuff. So give me a sec. And also, there is a comment section for anything that you feel that, you know, anything specific that you want to share that you feel that's going to help your case for the attorneys. Please, you know, feel free before I draw up the documents. Please let me know if there's something else that you would like for me to know. Anything specific that may stand out. If not, then we could basically wrap it up.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, all right. Let me go ahead and go in through the law firm requirements. I did confirm that you don't have that you don't have representation from an attorney, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I also confirmed that the potential client was sexually abused as a minor prior to your 18th birthday, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we also confirmed that the abuse was physical contact, sexual in nature. Okay. And you described, and unfortunately, I got to read this to you real quick. Let's see. While 16, the victim.
Hold on for 1 sec. I got another call. Sure. Hold on one.
Okay. Please don't hang out because we're about to be done. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, because we're literally at almost done. I just need to finish tidying this intake information out, and then I'll send you the documents. In the meantime, while I'm reviewing this, can you do me a favor? They're going to request a copy of your ID. Can you please do me a favor? Put it on a dark surface, hover above it with your camera, and then take a picture like an aerial photograph till you get all the four corners. And then when I send you the documents, please, please make sure you sign your first and last name separately. Make it as legible as possible because it will get rejected if it's just like squiggly lines or one continuous name. They want to see first and last name, okay?
Okay, so wait. Hold on. First, I got to find my ID. Okay, so ID.
What's that?
On my ID, so how do I do it?
You have a phone, like a cell phone?
Yeah, so take a picture
okay.
of it.
Yep, and then when I send you the documents on DocuSign, it'll prompt you to upload it. And if it doesn't, then all you do is you'll text it to the number I send you the documents from, and then I'll upload it for you.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to take a picture of it right now.
Okay.
I I have to be in the dark.
Yeah, go ahead. You take your time because, like I said, I'm typing this stuff out over here as concise as possible we can, so that we the attorneys could best understand what's going on.
I don't know, like for some reason it's not getting my name, dude. Like it's blurry. How do I get that blurriness out?
Don't turn out the flash.
Okay, so let me see. Okay, lens flash here. Oh my god. I don't know where the flash is. No. I don't know where the flash is.
Is there anybody there that could help you take a picture?
Let me see, because I've even turned off the light.
All right, 1 second.
Let me see if I can take it. Where the heck would the flash be? Oh, there it goes. I had to wait for a little bit. I hope this one's better. Yeah, you can see this one now. I guess a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see it. Okay, so where am I sending this to?
All right, 1 second. Just hold tight on that because it should prompt you to upload it once I send you the document. But first, I'm reviewing the description here, and let me just make sure I don't have any mistakes. Okay, just hold tight, please. Thank you. And a quick question. So the assailant, he was employed as a staff member, and the attack happened at the laundry facility, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Do you want me to read? Do you want me to read off my final description of what I have here, or you trust me that I put down is enough? Do you want me to read it off to you?
I trust you.
Okay. All right. Because I feel you've given me enough, and I hate to keep asking same things. Okay. So sorry about that. Okay, and next question is, we confirmed the name and or the abuser in a detailed physical description. We did. And we also confirmed the time frame the abuse occurred. We also confirmed a clear nexus between the abuse and the organization, location of the abuse, the affiliation and organization. We also confirmed the potential client was detained at an accepted juvenile detention center. We also confirmed that you want to participate in the Maryland sexual abuse lawsuit. The injury specified in the contract retainer will match the injury discussed in our recorded conversation. That's coming up next. Intake specialist confirmed the potential client has never been a registered sex offender, correct? Intake specialist obtained a potential client's photo ID. You'll be doing that next. Intake specialist confirmed correct spelling and personal information, which we are doing right now. Okay. And let's see. Angelica, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, Hernandez, birthday 4/24/78, social 570-556-462, email 1352angelica.m@gmail.com. And then I have a phone number of 619-514-5334. That's your mobile. I have an address of 1468 First Avenue, apartment 22, San Diego, California, 92101. Have you ever received treatment? And it's a no. No contact, no emergency contact. Okay, now let me read off my closing script so you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you to finalize your claim. And I'll be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you. So probably be tomorrow, okay? To transfer you directly and introduce you to them. They may go, most likely will go over the same questions we discussed today. They need to verify that. They need to basically make sure I didn't make a mistake. And this is completely normal. It's a part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms, like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24, 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you're available to speak with them most likely tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Okay. And let me go ahead and send this as a draft to myself. Make sure I don't have any blanks. So 1 second. We said it was a Thomas J.S. Waxer. Oh, I don't have a phone number for them. Let me get that. 301-362-6160. Okay. All right. So how long have you been out in California now?
A few years.
2 years or a few years?
A few years.
Gotcha. Do you like San Diego? Do you like the weather?
It's cold now.
Last couple of days have been kind of chilly, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever come down towards Disneyland area?
Disneyland? No, I haven't.
Well, it's right down the 405 freeway to the 5 freeway. It's about an hour away from you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a little expensive, but it's pretty cool. I mean, it's an experience.
Yeah.
And I'm reviewing all the information that I'm going to be sending to you. It looks like everything looks good. And yep, there is an upload driver's license or government ID. It'll prompt you to upload it. So it's sending it to you now.
You send it to my Gmail?
Yeah, I sent it to your text and
Gmail. Okay, so. Okay, so. Okay. Okay, so now what do I do?
Okay, so did you get the text or email? Which one are you looking at?
I'm on there. It says DocuSign.
There you go. Okay, so let me go ahead and get my little cheat sheet out, see if I can walk you through it, okay? All right. So go ahead, if I'm not already, please put me on speakerphone. You're going to receive a text message with a link in it. Please go ahead.
I got that. That's where I'm on.
Okay. Please go ahead and click on the link, and you'll be directed to a new DocuSign webpage. Once the DocuSign webpage opens, please click on the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or a checkbox, a little box. It says, I agree to use electronic records and signature, then hit continue. Are you there
okay.
yet?
This site can't, for your permission, close any bubbles or overlays from other apps, then try again.
Yeah, you probably got too many things open. Doesn't let you. So.
Oh, my God. So how do I close the...
Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
It's an Android.
Oh, I don't know how to close things out on an Android.
Oh, we went through, I guess.
Okay.
Continue.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, so I can review and continue. Message alerts from Ramirez. Okay, continue. And then, okay, so now what do I do?
Okay, so did you already agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it.
Button.
And it'll direct you to the first signature field. A small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign.
Okay, so I'll hit with my finger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shoot, that's scribble. Should I print it?
Yeah, you can't scribble. It has to be legible.
Okay, so can I? Okay, let me clear that. Hold on. Oh my God.
Do it as many times as you have to.
Oh my God, I gotta erase that again. I'm messing up.
It's okay.
It's hard.
Okay, so just be patient and don't worry about it. I'm here for you, okay? I deal with people that have Parkinson's disease, okay? And imagine them shaking trying to do what you're doing right now. So if they could do it, I know you could do it. Do you have one of those little stylus pens?
Oh my God. I can't even do this one. Oh God. That's it. Let me try to get a pen.
Okay. See if you can get a stylus. I mean, if you have a computer, maybe that'll help. I'm not sure.
Will this work? No, that won't work. Okay. Well, I'm gonna find me a pen. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. You have a stylus?
I'm looking for one.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Oh, I think I found one. I found one.
You like that one?
Okay, so, okay, so. Oh my God, this, don't tell me this is not working here. Nope, that won't work.
Have you ventured across the to Mexico yet?
Well, I need to stop part. I need like an eraser part.
Oh, got it.
You know, like, of all these pens I have, none of them. Oh. Fuck. I don't know how else to do it.
Just do it as best as you can. As long as you have first and last name, even if it looks ugly to you, as long as it's acceptable and, you know, that it looks like your first and last name. You know, you could even try typing it, you know, not being fancy about it, you know, if you want.
Okay. Oh, I think I got it. Okay, there. I hope they got that.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. Okay, now what?
Okay, did you complete that? Okay, once you draw your signature and then hit adopt and sign.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it will lead you through everywhere. Just so you tap your signature, goes on those fields.
Oh, your initials. Okay.
Okay, and then once you get to the initials field, it will have you draw your initials. Then tap all the initial fields.
I'm already ahead of you.
Oh, either.
I'm already on upload attachment.
Yeah. Awesome. I love to hear that.
Okay. So uploaded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to where my media picker, cam, or cam video camera, I don't know.
No, just go to your, it should just go to your pictures or to where you saved
the
it.
camera?
Where does your pictures go?
Okay. And my camera, I guess. Let me see. I don't know.
Is there a camera roll or something?
No. Upload. It says upload file to what?
Onto the. Yeah. Well, it says upload the file, right? Upload the photo, the ID, or driver's license.
Okay. Oh, my ID. Oh, God. I didn't get what you were saying. Okay, hold on. Let me go back. So
yeah.
Upload
when
file.
You took a picture over here, right?
Camera, and then go to where do I get my photos at?
I'm not sure. Do you want me to see if I could find somebody that has an Android?
Yeah.
Because I have an iPhone and I don't know how to get to your cameras or to your pictures. So give me a quick second. So your DocuSign, what is it showing on your end? What does a DocuSign show?
Let me see. Hold on. No, it's not letting me do that. Fuck.
It's not letting you get to your photos?
No. Oh shit! What did I do? Erase everything?
What do you mean?
Because when I clicked back, it says to go back to where I was. It says DocuSign is where I first started out.
I don't know. It shouldn't. We're just trying to upload the photo.
So it's starting me all over again.
You might have to do it again. I don't know why you went back. I'm sorry. I didn't.
It's making me do it all over again.
Well, you know how to do it. No, it should be pretty quick. But in the meantime, let me see if I can find someone that knows that has an Android that may walk you through it, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
All right, hold up, please.
Hi, hello. This is Martin. I'm on a recorded line here. Is this Angelica?
Yes.
Hi, Angelica. I have an Android too, so I was just going to help you with anything that I could, you know, just to help you out here, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an intake specialist too along here with Albert. So right now, you're on the contract, right?
Yes, and then I don't know. It led me somewhere else. It says review and complete. And then I clicked that yellow next. And then it brought me to the authorization for release of health information.
Okay. Okay. So let me go ahead and see it. And were you able to, were you getting stuck where you're trying to upload photos? Like you have
your
ID?
Yeah, but it brought me somewhere else. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you should be able to, you know, when you get to the area where we're going to add the photo, there should be a little space where you can just click on it. Okay. And then you're going to go ahead and so it should be where it says upload driver's license or government ID. And then you'll click the little area right next to it that allows you to do that. Do you see any area where you could do that on the upload page? There's a little attachment.
It told me to do my initials right now.
I'm sorry?
Okay, it told me to do my initials.
Oh,
okay.
Now, so you're still working on that. That's good. That's good news.
Okay. And now, Okay, now I'm on upload file.
Okay, great. So when you hit upload file, it most likely it's going to give you options of, you know, do you want to upload it from your gallery, right? You know, the little icon with a little flower.
What they said was my camera, my video, and then also it said something else. It said the media picker.
Media picker might be good because you don't want to do camera or video because it might have you take like a fresh. You know what? If you do camera, if you want to take a fresh picture of your license, that might be a way to do it, right?
Oh, you know what? I could just do it like that because I already took the picture of the ID, so I was thinking I could just go in my pictures and get it, you know?
Yeah, you could do that too. I think that's the third option right there where it says like media. I think media would be stuff that's already on your phone. If not, if you're getting tired of that, you know, you could do it the other way. So why don't we try that first? The third icon there that says like media or, you know, whatever you said right now. And then you can go ahead and...
Okay, so now what?
Yeah, so did you click the media part?
Yeah.
Okay, now did it take you to your most recent pictures?
No.
No? Did it take you to any pictures that you recognize, or are these like maybe more like documents and downloads?
They're like documents.
You know what? Can we try just to take a fresh picture of it? If you have your ID with you to try to do that and just hit the camera button and do that. Would that be something that you could work out to make it a little easier?
Yeah, that would probably be.
Mine does the same thing. Sometimes, you know, it'll give you three main icons and then there might be an extra option button or an extra button that says like a gallery where you can click that and then, you know, but if you have it on you, why not just go ahead and just take a fresh one and see if that one works out?
All right, now what?
Okay, so let's go ahead and see. Did it actually upload there? Did it work out? Or you clicked it?
I made it a complete previous.
What was the message?
Your session has timed out.
Oh, your session has timed out. Okay, I'm sorry. And you know what? You're just going to have to redo what you've done. For security purposes, they don't want to keep it open for too long because if you set your phone down somewhere, they don't want any of your personal info on. So it just timed out. Go back to your text or your email, wherever got you in there, and just go ahead and do that again. And then
okay,
I'm going to help you out. I'll stick with you.
I don't know how I got there.
Oh, it's okay. So did you click on a link from your text messages or from your email to get to the forms?
Okay, so I got to get out of this?
Yeah. If it timed out, it's not letting you sign. Like the forms that you were signing, it's pretty much kicking you out of that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's easy to get back in. You know, it's either A, you got a text and you clicked on a link there, or you went to your email. Most people go through text. So if you want to get all the way out, just go to your text. Nothing's lost. It's not a big deal. You just might have to, you know, redo that little signature thing again and then go through and click on the tabs. And it's about three pages long, only two pages. Let's see. Seven pages long. And then about five of them are signing. Okay. So.
All right.
Yeah, use your best intuition to get back in. You let me know if you need help.
Okay. Okay. I hope that's good enough. All right, cool.
I'm going to have Albert help you out there. I he has me as a resource just in case. That way he can guide you through, okay? So he's doing a good job. Give me one second. I'll get him back on the phone.
Hey, Elizabeth, I'm back.
Okay, so let me do it again. Okay. No.
Yeah, so I basically asked for his help because I don't have an Android. And so at least now you're able to know how to navigate through that and just take the picture before it times out. And if it doesn't let you, I'll resend them to you. Did you already go back in, or do you want me to?
I think I got it.
Oh, awesome.
I think I got it.
Third time is a charm. Let me know once you click finish or complete it, and then I'll check to see what happened, okay?
Yeah, because it's like, is this going in circles now? I'm trying to download it.
All right, how's your reception area? Do you have a pretty good reception area?
Yeah. Probably because I got some apps on my phone.
You have a lot of apps?
Yeah. Okay, I think it did it. It did it.
Okay, let me refresh my screen. It still shows that I'm waiting. It's waiting. Did you already click finish?
It says upload complete.
Okay.
And it has a green check mark.
And after it says that, what did it say?
It has a green check mark, and it has a bunch of numbers, and it says upload complete.
Okay, but did you hit finish after said and done though?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I know, that's funny.
Okay.
It happens
done.
All the time, don't worry.
All right, there we go.
Okay, let me hit refresh. It still shows that I'm waiting on you.
I know, like, it's still going in circles.
Oh, it hasn't sent it yet all the way then. It's still stuck.
Yeah. Did it go?
Did it work on your end? Not yet.
Did it go?
Did you click on complete and finish?
Yes. Yeah. I clicked that.
Okay, let me refresh again. Nope. Got nothing yet.
Oh, fuck, man.
What happened?
It says email declined to sign. I don't understand that. I already signed, so.
All right, let me resend it to you, okay? Click close out of everything. And then I'm going to resend it.
All
right. Okay, tell me once you close out, then I'm going to resend it on my end.
This sucks.
It's probably a reception issue. Okay, I just hit resend.
Okay.
Let's try that fresh link.
Okay.
Did you get my new text?
Yes. Fuck, I can't do it. Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Like my last name is so long that it's hard for me to... My last name is like with a Z at the end, and it's so many numbers, and it fucking doesn't fit the square box.
Oh, when you're signing?
Yes.
Oh, got it.
It's hard for me to do my last name.
Just do it a little smaller, but your first name?
I can't because I have big fingers.
Yeah, you're funny.
Okay, let me try that. See if that works. I don't know.
No luck with the stylus, huh? The pen?
No.
Sorry. You don't have a tablet?
I do have a tablet.
Maybe if your email is linked to the tablet, it may be easier for you.
Okay, you're done signing.
Awesome. All right, let me go to my completed section.
Okay, the agreement has been signed successfully.
Okay, let me open it up. Perfect. I have an ID, Miss Angelica Maria Hernandez. Very cool. All right, it is all done. It's an awesome picture, by the way. Let me review. The signatures are all there. I'm sure you have other things you'd like to do. So let's see, Angelica Hernandez, I see that, okay. Initials, signature of patient, let's see. Okay, all right, so I'm gonna go ahead and say good job on my end. Now it's gonna go to the quality control department, you know, the people that are, you know, the calls being recorded, that crew. So I'll let them say final decision, but for me, we're done. And I appreciate your time, Angelica.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so if they ask me to call you back, I will, but otherwise have a good afternoon, and regardless, it's already almost 5, so they'll probably be tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good night. It was my pleasure speaking with you. God bless.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.